Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Game 6 NBA Finals. Oklahoma City Thunder can put it away if they can win in Indianapolis against the Pacers. They lead the series 3-2. Man who covers the NBA and, of course, the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's our buddy. You hear him here on the fan as well, Mr. Chris Fedor. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're pumped. We both think Indiana wins tonight. What do you think?
I just have my doubts considering the status of Tyrese Halliburton. You know, when you're talking about calf strains, that those are usually measured in weeks, not days. And effectiveness for a player when dealing with that particular injury, it's hard to play through. And there's a difference between being able to be out there just for your team and gutting through it and being effective playing through it. So I have my doubts that he's going to be effective and the same guy that he's been throughout the course of this playoff run for Indy. And he's the most important player that the Pacers have. So it would not surprise me if Indiana wins, because that's just what they do. They're so battle tested. They're so mentally tough. They play the kind of style that wears on you over the course of a 48 minute game and over the course of the series. But if I were making a pick, I would say that Oklahoma City ends it tonight.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned just how battle-tested this Pacers team is. Obviously, we saw that, unfortunately, here in Cleveland in the series with the Cavaliers. Why do you think the national media is just so taken aback, it seems, by their scrappiness and resiliency?
It's not just national media. It's Vegas as well. They've been favored twice throughout this entire playoff run. Twice!
Yeah.
I mean, going back to Milwaukee, going back to the Cleveland series, going to New York in the conference twice, they've been favored. I just think it's very similar. It's very reminiscent to the Dallas Mavericks run in 2011, where not a lot of people just believed in them. Not a lot of people could accept the fact that they continued to win games with a specific style. They continued to defy the odds, so to speak. So I think the Pacers have the kind of style that isn't always easy to get on board with, but for teams around the NBA, it's very difficult to play against because they just wear on you over the course of a series, over the course of a game. They're relentless, and they wear you down mentally and physically. And the margin for error against a team like Indiana, and it's something that the Cavs learned in their series, it is so minuscule. Because you have to do things right for 24 seconds throughout the course of a shot clock, or you have to do things right for 24 seconds on the defensive end of the floor. And one minor slip up at that end of the floor, one defensive breakdown at the wrong time, one miscommunication, and they have the kind of offense that's going to make you pay, because they trust in what they do, they believe in what they do, and they don't abandon what they do. So I think they're a very impressive team. I think they've been one of the best teams in the NBA going all the way back to January. But it's hard for people to recognize that because they don't have the flashy star player. they don't have a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander who's going to be in the MVP conversation. They don't have somebody like Donovan Mitchell who's capable of going out there and scoring 40 points per game. It's really a situation where the sum of their team is greater than the individual parts, and not a lot of people believe in that to the level that maybe they should.
Let's give a little credit. Who was the head coach of that 2011 Mavericks team that surprised everybody?
Yep, that's right. And I think it's also very difficult, guys, to quantify, you know, how many wins throughout the course of a series is a coach worth? How many wins throughout the course of a series is a system worth? Is a style worth? Are tactics worth? And stuff like that. But Rick Carlisle has shown throughout the course of his career, even going back to that series when he was with the Dallas Mavericks, where he outcoached Eric Spoelstra, and he outcoached the coach of the year in Kenny Atkinson, and he outcoached Tom Thibodeau. And at the beginning of the series, he outcoached Mark Daigneault. Like, the things that he can do in a seven-game series to shift things in his favor, it's very difficult to quantify, but it certainly matters a great deal.
Chris Fedor joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. I wonder about this. The Oklahoma City team, young, lots of assets still to come. I mean, they still have first-round picks. They're young, but they're built in maybe more of a traditional way because you have the superstar player, and then you have some really good players around them who could be on their way to being a superstar. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, really good. I think it might be tougher for teams to try to copy Indiana's style, Chris. Is that something that you think could start to happen? Because, you know, everybody copies everybody. But OKC is built in the more traditional way. Is it not based around a superstar?
Yeah, I think so. I also think that it's very difficult to duplicate OKC because you have to have the right group of personnel to play the style that they want to play and attack the basket relentlessly and be one of the league leaders in drives per game throughout the course of this three-year run that they've been on. It's also very difficult to duplicate the tenacity that they play with and the physicality that they play with on the defensive end of the floor and their switchability that they bring to the defensive end of the floor. I mean, the defense that OKC played throughout the course of this season, we have not seen over the last 10 to 15 years. And having multiple guys, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Cason Wallace, Alex Caruso, Lou Dort, we're talking about any one of those guys that you can put on the best opponent perimeter score. They have so many of those kinds of guys, and very few teams in the NBA have that many plus defenders that they can throw at the likes of Donovan Mitchell, at the likes of Jalen Brunson if they came out of the Eastern Conference, at the likes of, you know, Jaylen Brown if the Celtics get it turned around in the next couple of years when Jason Tatum recovers from his Achilles injury. So I think both of their styles are very difficult to play against and they're very difficult to duplicate. And I'll say this about OKC. I know that we're in an era right now, guys, where it's not so much the dynasty era. It's not so much the big three era. If there's a team that can challenge the hold, this isn't the era for dynasties because of the new CBA, because of the limitations on team building, because of how difficult it can be to keep your homegrown talent and add pieces to it because of the first apron, because of the second apron. If there is a team that is going to challenge the whole no dynasties thing, it is OKC. This might be the worst that they are over the next 5 years.
Yikes.
Because Chet Holmgren's only going to get better, and he's only going to learn from this experience of playing in the NBA Finals. Jalen Williams, look what he has done. He might end up being Finals MVP. Like, he might rip it away from his own teammate in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's the regular season MVP, because he has learned playoff basketball as he has gone. He has gotten more comfortable with playoff basketball. They've got a first-round lottery pick that has yet to debut. They've got other lottery picks who can't even crack the rotation, and they've got a treasure trove of draft picks that if they're motivated enough and the next star player becomes available, whether it's Giannis, whoever you want to throw out there. There is no team that if OKC is motivated enough to make that kind of drastic shakeup with their roster, you know, the way that the Golden State Warriors did during their dynasty era, where they made a bunch of moves to welcome in Kevin Durant. Like, OKC is set up to do that if they're motivated enough to do it.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, the outstanding Cavaliers writer, appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, you mentioned OKC and their ability with the assets they have to get better, even though they might be hoisting the Larry O'Brien tonight. Cavaliers free agency is about 10-11 days away here. They are dealing with the second apron, and I guess that's my first question. They're going to be a taxpayer this year. Is there a world where they get under the second apron this offseason?
There is. It's just how motivated are they to do that, and how open are other teams around the NBA to take what they would potentially be offering. They have had conversations with teams. They have shopped Isaac Okoro. They have shopped Dean Wade. They've tried to figure out if there's a landing spot for Isaac's $11 million a year contract. But I think the thing that we kind of saw most recently here in the trade between Memphis and Orlando, you know, so many people are like, why did Orlando give up so many first round picks for Desmond Bane? Well, number one, he's the ideal fit for what they do. And I don't know that there's another player out there that would be a better fit for what they needed, the toughness, the physicality, the size, the athleticism, the age, the secondary playmaking, the shooting, the floor spacing, all that kind of stuff. But they also had to dump Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's contract, and that probably cost them another first-round pick. So if you're a team like the Cavs and you're looking for somebody to help you with Isaac's money, you're probably going to have to attach an asset or two or three to it just to move off of that deal. So I think that's something that the Cavs are running into. Teams out there are looking at it saying, hey, if we take Isaac's contract from you, we're doing you a favor. Yeah. Incentivize us to take that contract. And that means multiple second round picks, or that means can they go out in a separate move, acquire a first round pick just so that they have one to attach to Isaac's contract, to give them a little bit more financial flexibility. But those are the two contracts that really stand out to me that the Cavs are looking at shopping this offseason to see if they can create a little bit more financial flexibility. It's Dean Wade, it's Isaac Okoro.
But Chris, as you just laid out, it's not like you're, you know, offering a sports car.
No, you're not. You know, I mean, you're talking about guys toward the back end of a rotation, yes, on a championship team that had a hard time getting consistent playing time for the Cavs. I mean, Isaac, how many times is he going to get played off the floor in a playoff environment? I mean, it's happened every single year over the last 3 years for the Cavs. And that's the reality of what the Cavs are trying to shop with these other teams. So I think there's probably a more than likely chance that they're just dealing with the reality of they're a second apron team and there are restrictions and limitations that are going to come with that. And they're just going to have to deal with those and navigate those the best that they can.
Chris Fedor joining us, covers the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and does a great job of it. Other than trying to peddle a couple of contracts and a couple of players who I would think aren't going to get other teams really excited, they don't have a whole lot of wiggle room to do much of anything else, do they?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you're Kobe Altman and you're watching the finals, do you think you need to try to do something drastic to make this team better? Or can you fine-tune a couple of things, Chris, and think you're good to go?
Well, I think there are a few different ways that Kobe and this front office can look at the situation in front of them. And I don't know that any of these ways would necessarily be wrong, guys. I just think it's about what's possible based on the situation that they're in with the limited financial flexibility and the limited resources that they have. And then what's possible from the outside in terms of what kinds of offers could they get for somebody like Jared Allen, somebody like Darius Garland. You know, so many people have said that I want to run Darius out of town or I want to run Jared Allen out of town. And it couldn't be further from the truth. It's just the situation that they're in, it's complicated to make external moves. That's where the second apron becomes problematic for a team like the Cavs. And there's only 3 teams in the NBA that are currently projected as second apron teams. The second apron doesn't prevent you from bringing back your own guys or doing things internally. They can bring back Sam Merrill. They just have to cut a big luxury tax. They can bring back Ty Jerome. They just have to cut a big luxury tax. The second apron becomes prohibitive when it comes to external moves. So if the Cavs are looking at this situation and they're saying, hey, we're not good enough. Our roster is not good enough. We need to close the gap on Indy. We need to close the gap on New York. We need to find a way, if we were to get to the NBA Finals, to be more competitive with a team like OKC. They don't have a draft pick to use, so there's no first-round pick coming that could help them. They have 2 draft picks in this draft, and they're numbers 49 and 58. What is that doing for a team with championship aspirations? Jalen Tyson was the 20th pick in last year's draft, couldn't get on the floor, couldn't crack the rotation. There was no place for him. So how is a second-round pick late in the second round going to improve this team? The answer is it's not. Free agency, they have no money to spend. The only thing that they can do in terms of bringing in talent from the outside in free agency is offer veteran minimum contracts. That's the situation that they're in. You know what kind of guys are on veteran minimum deals. How many of those guys are going to really come in and move the needle?
And if anybody wanted to chase a ring, this probably wouldn't be the team they'd sign with on a vet minimum.
No, probably not. But even if it is chasing a ring, you're not talking about somebody who's going to be a starter quality player really going to help you change the math when it comes to taking the next step and competing for a championship and being better equipped in a 7-game series or a 16-game playoff environment. So the only pathway to legitimate improvement and a step forward is via trade, if the Cavs are motivated enough to do that, if the offers out there are good enough for them to actually consider. If the Cavs are looking at this and saying, we're not good enough, our roster is not good enough, we need to make significant changes to it. The only pathway this offseason to do that is via trade. And you're not trading Donovan Mitchell. You're not trading Evan Mobley. And the other pieces aren't bringing you back significant players. Like Isaac Okoro is not bringing you back anything significant, right? Max Strus isn't bringing you anything back significant. And the same thing that you can say about Dean Wade. So where do you turn your attention? You turn your attention to Jared Allen and Darius Garland because they're the best combination of quote unquote available and expendable, and they're going to bring you back the most in trade value in terms of pieces that you could bring back. But there's a chance that Kobe Altman looks at this and says, hey, we weren't fully healthy. Allow us to be fully healthy. year two of Kenny Atkinson and his system, more time with DeAndre Hunter to get more comfortable in this system and get more familiar with his role and stuff. Like, there is a pathway to Kobe looking at this and saying, internal improvements, maturity, going through all these playoffs, lessons from all these playoffs, and health and more experience, like, maybe that is enough to change the equation. Maybe that's enough to pull them closer to some of these teams in the Eastern Conference. That's not how I view it personally, but there's a chance that the front office views it that kind of way and that they don't do anything drastic and they don't shake up this roster and they just try minor moves on the margins.
Can't wait to see what happens as soon as the finals end and these teams start getting after it. Chris, thank you. Great insight as always, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.